We are the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalav and Aleph. The Mishnah. Now again, patience is the key word over here that's going to be necessary in the Gemara. Basically, all the facts are going to be based on Sukkim. Because as the Gemara will prove, logically, I would go the wrong, different ways. But since they're Sukkim, they tell us the truth. So again, the Gemara is going to say, how do you know? Maybe the opposite, maybe the opposite, maybe the opposite, maybe the opposite. At the end of the day, it's all psukim. Shloishim binim asurim ben azir. There are three different things, say types, but types is the wrong word here. Three different
matters,
thank you, that are asur ben azir. Hatumma, and azir is allowed to be not bim tamitam mace. And again, which forms of tumas mace will be discussed later. You can't say a blanket statement that an azir can't become a tamitam mace. Because he can't become a tummy mace to a certain degree. He can touch me, an Azir. I'm a tummy mace. He becomes a Rishon. There's no restriction on him becoming a Rishon, even though it's from a mace. But the Gemara will all discuss this. And hataglachas, no haircuts. Vayoytzim in agefen, and any grape product, any vine product. Now the Gemara's commission is going to discuss different stringencies that some have over the other. The issue of becoming tamei and the issue of taking haircut are more severe than the issue in a certain way than the issue of partaking in something that comes from a vine. Tumah and taglachas undo the nazirus, different degrees. Tumah makes you start again at the beginning, and taglachas makes you have a 30-day growth of hair. It sometimes will undo part of it, sometimes will undo more of it, and sometimes will not undo it at all. All taglachas does is says you need 30 days worth of growth of hair. Not like tumah that says regardless of where you are, you have to start again at day one. Tumah and taglachas both undo, but they undo on different degrees. One undoes, and one just says you need 30 days of hair. A guy drinks wine, does not affect the length of his Naziris at all. He violated a law, either b'mezid or b'shagig, whatever way he did it, but it's not going to affect the tenure, the amount of time that he's in Nazir. Nothing.
Where
have you been? Right. Yaitzim has a chumra over tumah and taglachas. So yaitzim and agefen lehutim mekholoi. The Torah never permits a Nazir to ever drink wine. He can never drink wine. There is no legal excuse for him to drink wine. Whereas, Tumah Taglachas Hutra Miklalon, the Torah did allow Tumah Taglachas, sometimes they are allowed to, and even commanded to, break Tumah and break Taglachas, even though they're going to have to suffer the consequences for it, but they're allowed to do it. The Tumah will still have to start again from the beginning, and the Taglachas will still need 30 days of hair. But the Torah allows him to violate the law of cutting his hair or being metame. There are two parts of tumah taglachas. Number one is the consequences. Number two is the fact that he violated an iser. And the Torah not only permitted, but obligated a person to violate the iser taglachas and tumah sometimes, even though he'll have the consequences. What are the times? But taglachas mitzvah, if he's a mitzvah, he has to take a haircut, even though he's violating the Isra of Nazir, right? But the Torah said he has to do it. Rishai Tzkanai, we had the Psukim that told us that the Mitzvah has to do it. And, well, Rishai really, not Tzkanai. And, Meis Mitzvah. By Tumah, he's obligated, if he's the only one there, to be Matamata Meis Mitzvah. He will have the consequences. He will have to start the Nazirus again. But he's allowed to do it. He's obligated to do it. By wine, the Torah will never obligate the guy to drink wine. I just want to finish the Mishnah. The chaymer betumah mitaglachas, and tumah has a severity that taglachas doesn't have. Shatumah seseres es hakayel. Tumah makes you start from day one. The taglach b'chayavin alei carbon. Then there's a carbon tumah to be brought. Taglachas ain't seseres or shloishim. It only takes off 30 days because you have to have 30 days of hair growth. Carbon, and there's no carbon to bring for doing taglachas. Yes, doctor.
When you say that the Torah has to shave, he has to shave in order to be purified. However, if he does not desire purification, does he have to shave?
That's a good question. Is the Mitzvah Mechuyu to become Tahar?
Right.
I don't want to answer definitively, but I think yes, but I don't know for sure.
Kind of
what? Maybe not. I'm not sure.
It's much
does a tameh have a chiyuv to become tahor? Today, for sure not. Whatever that chiyuv is rabbinic, right? Does it apply today is also a question. But if you hold it applies today, which is Shulchan Aruch, I believe, doesn't paskin. What? Tie Rasmus as much as he can.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Rebbe, he'll be another forever if he doesn't become tar. He'll never bring his korbanos.
Okay. So he won't. Again, the question is, does a Nazir obligated to end his Naziris? Is there a chiyuv of a Nazir to come to the conclusion? I don't know. Yes, more questions. No. The question was Kiddush, right? On that Gimel of an Aleph, there was a Machlokes who showed him how to learn the Gemara. But Tysus and the Rush both said that an Azar cannot make Kiddush and wine. It was Gimel of an Aleph? Yeah, I think it was Gimel of an Aleph. It's supposed to be Gimel of an Aleph. Maybe it's Tzadam of an Aleph. Tzadam of an Aleph. What? Again. There's a machlok. We're not learning again. Gimel Amalav, Da'ar Amalav. The Gemara in Da'ar Amalav says that lesser yai mitzvah kiyai in Rishus. In fact, the Gemara is a kiddush magdalah. Hay mushba v'aymid b'har Sinai. That's the words of the Gemara. Tysus and the Rush learned there that the Gemara is saying, is it a deraisa? The Mefarish there learned it is a deraisa. So, without getting involved in that now, we'll learn like Tysus and the Rush, that there is never a chiyuv deraisa to drink wine. Drinking the wine is always rabbinic. Making kiddush is a deraisa. Making kiddush al hayayin, machlokes rishonim, drinking the wine, Tysus and the Rush hold is definitely drabonim. Yes?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Zok the Rush. Matznich Tatuma, everybody have it. I don't know where you have it on your page. Memdawar Amalalov, the Rush on the Mishnah. Shatuma Vataglacha Saisim, the Siv, Vayamim Rishayim Yiplu. By Tumma it says, the first days fall away. Vataglacha Sisaris Lamit, Kadam Elel, the Be'inon Gidl Sar shall stam Naziris. We need the growth of a stam Naziris, which is 30 days of hair growth. There's never an allowance for a Nazir to drink. Again, if he drinks, there are no consequences as far as his Naziris is concerned. There are consequences as far as Averis is concerned. He might get Malkus, but again, it doesn't affect his Naziris. Like we learned it out from Raisha. Yes, Rabbi Shatz.
I would think that he has to be of some sort. But
the ceremony
is a Nazir, because otherwise it's
about to ask. Well, if that's true, then he has a chiyuv to end his Naziris.
Well, I don't know to end, but to count it anyway.
Well, it's not true. It's about to have a
Kavanaisav.
So the Chayre, you would have a chiyuv to end your Naziris because you have a chiyuv to bring Kavanas. And the Gemara says there is Baal Ta'achar on those Kavanas. You're right. And therefore, if he's a Nazir Mitzayre, he would have a chiyuv to end his Saras for the very same reason. However, there's a regular mitzvah, rabbi mitzvah, I don't know. Dr. Gemara Weiser. Now, what the Gemara is going to do now is assume that there's no psukim. And the Gemara is going to assume facts and ask, so why don't we say here? And then the Gemara is going to say, oh, there's a pasuk. Then the Gemara is going to try the other way. So the Gemara is going to keep on trying to prove logically one way, and at the end of the day, there'll be a pasuk for every step of the way. Frank the Gemara. But Tumulite Hutra Maklala, why can't we learn out that you should not be able to be, another should not be able to be Tamer for a Mace Mitzvah? Kavachimer Miyayah. We can make a Kavachimer from wine, that another should not be able to be Matamer to a Mace Mitzvah. How? Umayah in Shaina Saitzer. Madach wine, which never does not make you redo Naziris. Loy Hutra Maklala, but the Torah never allows it. So wine is less severe than Tumah. Wine doesn't undo Naziris, as opposed to Tumah that does, which shows us that Tumah, in a certain sense, is a more severe prohibition than wine, because look at the consequences. Still, wine can never be done. So tumah she seseret ein adiks leitut miklala. So tumah, which is more severe, it undoes the naziris. For sure, should never be allowed. So how can we say that tumah is mutter for a meis mitzvah? Logically speaking, wine should be a proof that tumah is not mutter for a meis mitzvah. If wine is never mutter and wine is less severe, tumah which is more severe, for sure should not be mutter. Tamad loymar lo aviv v'ima lo yitama. The drasha, there's an extra pasuk. The pasuk says, "Al kol nafshis meis lo yavai." He should not be metameh to anybody. Then it says, "Lo'avi v'limai." Who needs lo'avi v'limai? He just said anybody. So we learn out, "Lo'avi v'limai lo'yitama avu metameh l'meis mitzvah." How exactly that pasuk works will be a gemara later on, I believe. I think it's later on in Nazir. Yeah. So we'll worry about it when we get there. But meanwhile, the pasuk, there's a drasha that says he can. So what the gemara tried to do, what the gemara tried to do, this is a whole amud. Logically, this is should be. There's a pasuk. Logically, this is what should be. There's a pasuk. So every step of the way, there will be a pasuk that says, don't use your logic to establish this halacha. These halachas are all established by Xeris HaKasim. So here is the first one. Logically speaking, another should not be able to time it a meis mitzvah. Came along to pasuk and says he can. So there goes your logic. Throw it out the window. The effect of Gemara.
What's it called?
We're not talking about einish. We're talking about allowance or not allowance. Nobody's talking about punishing here.
So is it observed?
No, it's not. We can learn not that you're not allowed to do something. We won't punish you. We can learn halacha that you cannot allow to do something. We're allowed to use kal vachomer to ban things. We just can't punish the guy.
Drinking yayin would get malchus. Right?
Yes.
And metame wouldn't.
But also, there's a law that he can't be metame.
There's
a law that he can't be metame before anything. I call nafshis meis lo yavai.
So you think that if he gets more than that, if he uses kalchimer, and someone says don't be metame, that makes mitzvah, and he does it, would you give him malchus?
So again. So now we're getting involved in something that's really not a gayness gemara, but I'll do this 1, 2, 3. Before we knew the pasuk, right? Before we knew the pasuk, the Torah said he can't be metame. Did the Torah say there's any allowance or anything else? So what was the reason we thought meis mitzvah was mutter? Logic. Without a pasuk, why did you assume meis mitzvah is mutter that you're coming with a kal vachomer?
Logic from the ayin.
Again. Before you knew any kal vachomer from Yayin, the assumption of the Gemara is meis mitzvah is mutter, and the question is it shouldn't be. What would the default option? Why did you think meis mitzvah is out of the law? Tyrus says it can't be metame. Tyrus says, you logically thought that meis mitzvah is stronger than Naziris. You must have thought that logically. I'm not sure why, but that must be the default option of the Gemara. So if not, the Gemara should just ask, why is he allowed to be metame? The Gemara doesn't ask that. Again, all these answers you want to give me, you can give me.
That's right.
Again, I want to know, you're making up things now as you go along. So the answer is, the Gemara assumed, for whatever reason, that logically speaking, meis mitzvah, such a big mitzvah, that it would push away Naziris. And we're asking from wine that we shouldn't use that logic, and therefore it's included in the lab of tumah. There's a lab of tumah.
Meis mitzvah has nobody to take care of
them. You're 100% right. It's a very sad situation. Sad situations don't make things mutter.
I think what Moshe's trying to say is that there is no tefillah which is possible by a meis mitzvah, whereas by tumah there is.
Again, I'll only say what I said again. We don't use emotion. I hate to say this. Again, I'll try one more time. We don't use emotion to decide halacha.
I'm not talking about emotion.
So why is meis mitzvah to be
taken? Nobody else to take care of him.
So therefore what? So he's not taken care of.
Let's take care of that.
Why should he be...
No, there is such a thing as maitzvus.
And there's such a thing as tumas nazirus.
Can a person other than a kohen or an ozer take care of a maitzvus?
If he's there, he's mechuyev. Yeah. So is the kohen, by the way. So is the nazir at the end of the day. Everybody.
What were we doing here?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not saying
the
bad way. I'm not saying.
I'm not sure. I think people are harping. You're the one that started it, so it's Michael.
I just said it. I just.
You're the one that started with your 8-9 Shimon Aden. All we're saying is that if you're going to learn logically that it makes mitzvahs mutter, I can prove to you logically that it's not. That's all. And the Gemara's answer is it's not logic. It's a tzeres hakasa. And we're going to be doing this a whole amud. Frank the Gemara, the Yain Yutta Miklaloi. So make the Kavach Harmony the opposite way. Now that you know the Tumah is mutter for a Meis Mitzvah, that means we're willing to push away a law for a Meis Mitzvah, for a Mitzvah. So why don't we say you should be able to do a Mitzvah with wine? It's less severe than Tumah, and we push away Tumah for a Mitzvah, so we should push away wine for a Mitzvah. Go the other way. Now that you have a Pasuk that says the Tumah could be pushed away for a Meis Mitzvah, so why don't I make a Kavach Harmony that wine of a mitzvah should be mutter? Because tumah, which is more severe, it makes you undo the nazirus, is mutter for a mitzvah. For sure, wine, which doesn't undo your nazirus. Now, what would be the case of a mitzvah? A guy swore to drink wine, and he's a nazir. He's a mitzvah to keep his shvuah. He should be able to do it, because mitzvah pushes away nazirus. We see that from Mason. Again, why don't we just let the Gemara do its thing before harping on these habaminas? That's what we're going to all do here today. So let me just finish. Zag the Gemara. V'yayin yutra miklaloi, kavachayra mituma. Ma tuma shisa seres utra miklalo. Tuma, which is more severe, is allowed for mitzvah. Yayin she'ena seiser, ena dinshi yutra miklaloi. Amrikra, miyayin b'sheichu yazir, lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishos. Don't use logic. Zeres HaKasav. So we have a Zeres HaKasav that allows Meis Mitzvah, and we have a Zeres HaKasav that doesn't allow wine of Mitzvah. Now, people are going to ask the question, how could you make that Kavach Harmony? That's Meis Mitzvah, not other Mitzvahs. It doesn't make a difference. The Gemara wants to tell you that this is all Zeres HaKasav. Please don't use your logic. Whether the logic works or the logic doesn't work is not the point of the Gemara. The Gemara had a question. It could have answered, makes mitzvahs a bigger mitzvah than keeping Yeshua. Maybe it could have answered that. Maybe it couldn't have answered that. But that's not the point of the Gemara. The Gemara wants to make it sound, forget your logic. It's a Xeris HaKasav. Yes, doctor.
My question's on why this question was asked. If I recall correctly, please correct me if I'm wrong, that if someone swears to drink wine, that is not a positive act. The thing which forces him to drink the wine is a negative, not to be machal of his own words. And a negative commandment does not push away another negative.
We're not asking us Esed Eicholai Sessa. We're not saying Esed Eicholai
Sessa. What's the problem even that this is predicated?
Because mitzvahs push away nazirus. He has a mitzvah to drink it. I don't care where the mitzvah comes from. It's a mitzvah.
There is a law for someone who's a nazir to drink wine. There is a law for someone who swears he's going to drink wine not to be machal his words. That's nothing to do with drinking wine. It's not to be machal his words. It's not an essay to drink wine.
Again, you're assuming that all these kashas were built on Asay Daichalai Tessa.
Oh, no.
If it's not built on Asay Daichalai Tessa, it makes no difference.
I'm not arguing on the Gezeres Kassim.
No, I understand that. But again, your Havamina is that you're assuming we're trying to say Asay Daichalai Tessa.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not true. We're not saying Asay Daichalai Tessa. We're just saying we see Nazir is less severe than Mitzvah. No matter what that mitzvah comes from. Yes?
What is the pasuk of Meis Mitzvah? Where do we learn the
pasuk? I don't know. Meaning, we have heterim, by Kayan, by Klein Gadol. All those heterim, we learn that from Sukkim. How do I know one is obligated? Kavod HaBriyah. Now, is Kavod HaBriyah a mitzvah? I'm not sure. Obviously, the Gemara thinks it is. I don't know what the source it is. The Torah never says do a Meis Mitzvah. The Torah says anybody can do a Meis Mitzvah. anybody is obligated to do a Meis Mitzvah. But the Torah says that Kohen Gadol was obligated to do a Meis Mitzvah. But it doesn't say where it says that Meis Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. I don't know. Zogt Rashi. Shatum of a Taglacha, Saitrin. We did that already. Talmud Loim, Lavi, Lima, Lo Yitamid. Koy Yisayru. Look back, Siv, I call Navishas Meis Lo Yadoy. Lo Yitamid Lohem, B'maisa. Lama Li. So why do I need other V'imoy, Lo Yitamid Lohem, B'maisa? Ma Tumma, that's my turn. Zogt to Gemara, I did the next logic. V'yayin Yisner, Sakol, Kal V'chaymer. So why don't we learn out the wine can undo Naziris from a Kal V'chaymer. Mi Tumma. Ma Tumma, Shohut, from Miklala. Tumma has the leniency that we allow it in the place of mitzvah. So Sarah says, "Hakoyel still that it makes you undo." So I'm shaloyu to miklaloi. Wine that we learn out from a pasuk that is never permissible. That means it's more severe than tumah, like Hotchkesh Yistar. Now notice what the Gemara just did here. Till now we assumed that wine does not seitzer and tumah is seitzer. Now the Gemara is asking, "How do you know that? Maybe wine is seitzer." So far, we were asking questions based on the fact that tumah is seitzer and wine is not seitzer. Now the Gemara says, who told you that? Maybe wine is seitzer. In fact, I can prove it to you. We see tumah is zaycha, mitzvah is zaycha tumah, mitzvah is not zaycha wine. So maybe wine is more severe than tumah, and therefore it should make you redo Naziris. You assumed something. How do you know that's true? Suck the Gemara. Amikra. Vayamim harishayinim yipu kitimei nizrei. It says that you have to redo it because you became Tumah. Right? Tumah says Saras. Only Tumah makes you redo it. By saying that the reason you redo it, it doesn't say because you violated your Naziris. It says because you became Tumah. That means only Tumah makes you redo. Nothing else makes you redo. It doesn't make you redo. It just needs 30 more days of hair. If you were 60-day Nazir and you get cut off on day 30, you got another 30 days of hair. You don't have to redo anything. There's no redo by Taglachas. You just need 30 days of hair. Dr. Gemara Weichter, there's no rush on this. What I'm trying to prove is this whole Gemara is going to do this. It's going to say, how do you know that the assumption you had is true? And it's all going to be based on Sukkim. Dr. Gemara next. Bataglakas tister sakol kabukhaimim mituma. Why don't we learn how the taglakas undoes everything? Uma tuma shaloi asabai metame kimitame. So Sarah says, Hakoyel, I'm going to translate this in a second. Taglachas, she'asu by megaleach kemizgalach, ein adin she'tistris hakoyel. Later on, we're going to bring a pasuk for this, but the Gemara is assuming it. That, and it's true, that by taglachas, the one who gives the haircut violates a lav. Two people violate a lav when somebody gives a nazir a haircut. The nazir, and the person who gives him a haircut. By tumah, the person who makes the nazir tumah does not violate a lav. He's not a nice man. Wouldn't give him master yaina. But he's not violating a law. So which is stricter? Tumah taglachas. Taglachas is stricter. Taglachas, not only the guy that takes the haircut, Iber the Nazir, but the guy who gives him the haircut is Iber Lav. By Tumah, that doesn't exist. So here we see that in a certain sense, taglachas is more severe than Tumah. So why don't we learn now that Taglachas makes you redo Naziris, just like Tumah does.
Well, what's the case
of somebody took a piece of maize and touched the guy with it. Somebody undid the sheet of Teva Migdol, if you remember correctly. The guy walked in a box and somebody pulled the top off. Again, he's not getting Mafti Yaina. He didn't violate a law.
No law.
I wouldn't, you know, I'm not sitting him on the Mizrachba. Unless he pays for it.
What's the law by
Tumah? But all that's going to be, see, I'm saying, every step of the way is going to be in the Gemara. But the Gemara is making assumptions and later on going to question those assumptions and bring a pasuk for it. The whole Amud goes that way. We assume that wine is not seitzer. Then we said, how do you know wine is not seitzer? We assume that Tumah is not Hutter Miklala. I'm sorry, that Tumah is Hutter Miklala. We wouldn't know, how do you know? Every step of the way, we're going to make assumptions, and then the Gemara is going to say, how do you know your assumption is true?
For some reason,
and the Gemara goes back and forth. That's what sounds confusing with this Gemara. Basically, the Gemara is making assumptions, and then going back and questioning each assumption.
It seems to me, I'm sorry, I didn't mean bad things.
Okay, yeah. Maybe Aaron can take care of that.
Maybe
Aaron was
excited. I'm trying to say, it seems like the Gemara is doing it this way. This may be the, what's the word in English? Prodigy? This should be. No, this may be the way how you should teach this way.
No, I think what he's trying to say is this is the way you should teach kids to learn.
Yeah.
Whatever the word for chinuch is, it's a word with a P. No.
Pedagogy.
Lesson. Well, you could have said this in your Yavamos when the Gemara does the same thing. There's a few Gemara that do the same thing. I remember one of Yavamos.
Except I'm screaming in too much pain. But
it seems like this is the...
That's for you to write up a paper. You can send it to Tyre Messiah and they'll print it, maybe. But that's not the point here now. We're learning this Gemara. We're not doing pedagogical, whatever the word is.
You said Barber is not over a lot?
Who?
Barber?
He is.
He is over a lot, okay.
But the one who makes the guy tell me is not.
No?
Why yes? Why are you assuming yes?
Well, is there a pasuk about the barber?
Again. All this is going to be hashed out tomorrow. By the end of this Amud, you will have a pasuk for everything that's the halacha.
And we don't have a pasuk about Natame.
Obviously not. He's not getting Mafti Yait. Unless he pays for it.
44A.
I've been trying to say this all day. Weiter. Like the Gemara, weiter. And for the Gemara, no. Amakra, the same pasuk we brought before. Hayamim Rishayin Yibul Ki Timei Nitzrayim. The Torah stresses only Tumma takes it off. Tumma says Saris, Hakoyel, Vein Taglachas says Saris Hakoyel. Zach the Rosh. Uma Tumma. To me, it's the second, it's the Matum, I don't know where it is. Shuli Azu Amatami Kimatame. Shamatami is another ain't a like him. Abo Taglachas, Agus Shagilk, like somebody who gives him a haircut like him. How do I know that? Because the Dar is Mishmaitz and Mikra. Like later on, we will bring a Pasuk. Frank the Gemara, the next question. But Tumma Nasa by Matami Kimatame, Kavaglaiba Mitaglachas. So why don't we learn out of Mekal V'Chaymer that the guy who's Metameh is doing an Isser, is violating something. Taglaka is the guy who gives the haircut, gets a lav. So why don't we learn out that the guy who makes the guy Tameh is Iver a lav? Ma Taglaka Sheina Seseres El Ishleitshim. Taglaka only redoes 30 days. Fasted by Megalech and Megalech, we give the barber a lav. So Tumish is a Seres Sakel, which is more severe. Ain't it in Shetasa by Tame? Shouldn't for sure the guy who makes him Tame be Iver? Amakra, the Timei Reish Nizrai. The Metame Reish Nizrai. The Pasuk says he makes himself Tame. The Torah stresses only the one who makes himself Tame, not the one who makes somebody else Tame.
We're talking about a Not
Malchus, because it's a big problem, because I realize, I figure that's going to be asked, but no, you're right. Exactly, see, it's more severe because of Rabbi Cohn.
Yeah.
Without Rabbi Cohn, it wouldn't have been so severe.
The
reason Rabbi Cohn is because he threw out that it's the Nevi.
Yeah.
Right.
Terence
says it's a second Isser. The Gemara Malchus does the same thing. Says, learns out five Yisurim. First, the Gemara would say lucky. Taisa says it doesn't mean lucky, it means Yisurim. Then the Gemara says it just means Yisurim. It would be an extra Isser. Wouldn't be a lav. I was hesitant. When I used the word lav, I felt guilty. I felt I was misleading people.
But it could be this only thing either, because the
Nazir
didn't do anything. Just
to make
them
a
circumstance.
Yeah, but you're being
mocked
to him.
But he's not over
this. It depends if he was in Sayaya, not Messiah.
Yeah,
it's not going to mock him, it goes back to that.
Could be in a case where
Could be. It's an extra issue anyway, based on that Gemara Malchus.
And
it's
in a case where Arvus wouldn't apply.
Correct. If you hold Easter, then I have Arvus. Zakt the Rash, Amr Vitima Vinaish Nizra, the Matami Rais Nizra Azirachmana. Only if you're Matami yourself, the Nazir, but loy the Matami Rais Nazir Akhar. Not somebody who's Matami, a different Nazir. Back to the Gemara. But Taglach Asloy Nasab Amagalayak Mizgalach. So why is the barber ever alive? Kabakhaim Mituma. Matuma, she says, Sarah, which is stricter. Loyas Esakoil. Takes apart everything. The one who's matame him is not over. We had in Sarah's our class of a teammate rights in Israel. So it's like, well, the shade is the Sarah's our slicing drive. Like, Holtz case, Loyasa by Megaleachim is Galuch. So for sure it shouldn't be that way. So why is the guy who gives the haircut ever to love? And for the Gemara, I'm a Kroa Tar Loyavar our right side. Doesn't say he shouldn't take a haircut. It says no razor should pass over his head. Which means it makes no difference who passes it. They're either the lav of passing a tar over the Nazir's head. The Torah is saying it is forbidden to have a tar go across his head. It doesn't say it's forbidden for him to use a tar to take off. It says it's forbidden for the tar to be used on taking it off. Anybody. The Torah didn't say, like it said by Tuma, he's Matami himself. He cuts off his hair. The Torah says, no tar can be used on his head. That says anybody, even somebody else, can't use a tar on his head. So it depends if he helps or not. Not it's a lot of shame. I said, that's the Gemara Marcus also. Kari play layaver who? Layaver la'achar. Can't do it to himself, and nobody else can do it either. Or they change it to achar. Rush, ta'amakra, batim, Right. Why do we allow taglakas for Mitzayra? We should say, we shouldn't allow it. Wine which is less severe. It doesn't undo anything. So taglachas shouldn't be allowed for a mitzvah. By tumah we had a pasuk, but by taglachas shouldn't be allowed. Amarachmana roishai, amarachmana skanai. Those were the drashas of mitzayra that we learned out that it's taicham. Yeah, notice what the Gemara is doing. Making assumptions, then questioning the assumption, and ending up with a pasuk for every step of the way.
Correct the Gemara.
Yes.
This may be that why sometimes it's Amar Akhman, I want to say Amar Kra. Like, what's the difference?
Very interesting point. I never was aimed on it. I have a tarot that comes to mind, but I don't know if it's true or not. I think Amar Kra is when it's a specific pasuk. And Amar Rachmana is the Torah wrote something by Mitzayra, not by Nazir. That pasuk is not written by Nazir. All the rest of the psukim came from Nazir. Here, the Torah wrote something by Mitzayra that teaches me about Nazir. But then again, this is very speculative. I wonder if this is a rule that can be used throughout Shas. We'll find out as we go along. But it's a very nice aura that I never thought of. But you notice that the Rabbanis number is called Rachmana.
That's
what Moshe Shmuel, that's where Rav Chaim
takes
it.
Before the Torah, when he speaks, before Chris the Torah on Shabbat, that's...
Yeah, okay, right, yes.
Different
Okay, I didn't want to get involved in this. Maybe I thought it was a good aura. Right.
Who is that?
Frag the Gemara. But taglachas leitistra klau. Kavuchaymer miyayin. Why does taglachas undo? Let's make a kavuchaymer from wine. Ma yayin shlehuta miklau le'ein esayser. Yayin, which is less severe. Because it's never mutter. I'm sorry, it's more severe. It's never mutter. And still, it never undoes. Taglachas shlehuta miklau le'ein. It's allowed for me smitzra in a ditch leitistra. Dr. Gimel, you're right. Taglachas is not seiser. Taglachas doesn't undo, but he didn't give Nusar Valeka. It's not because Taglachas undoes Naziris. Taglachas just said you need 30 days of air. It either will or won't make you do more. But nothing to do with Taglachas undoing Naziris. Taglachas does not undo, it just requires 30 days of air. If a guy is a Nazir for 60 days, and he becomes Tazir, he has a haircut at day 30, he doesn't have to redo anything. There's no redo on Taglachas. It's just, you need 30 days. Sometimes that will cause an extension of Naziris, but not because there's a redo. So why don't we say wine makes you do an extra 30 days of not drinking wine? Maybe the Torah wants you to go 30 days without drinking wine, like it made you go 30 days for air. And I can make it a kav v'chomer. Ma taglachas utra miklola. Ma taglachas, which is less severe. It's mutter. So Seres makes you do 30 days. Yaish lo utra miklola in a tinshiyastar. Meaning, for the Gemara, we're not, it's because of hair. Wine, not drinking wine for 30 days does not make a difference to you. Not having hair, the Torah wants hair. It's not hair unless it's 30 days. Meaning, you time up some gittel sar. Gabayayin, I call him sarai. His hair is not affected. Meaning, there's no difference to the person if he's absolved from wine for one day, for 30 days, or 100 days. It's not impacting him. But the hair, the Torah wanted hair. It's a fact. It wanted a physical fact called hair. That requires 30 days.
Abstaining from wine is nothing.
Again, abstaining from wine is a wonderful thing sometimes. If a guy's an alcoholic, he should go to Alcoholics Anonymous and he should abstain from wine. But that has nothing to do with this. It doesn't make him... He's not a different person physically. Hair is a different physical fact. So at the end of the day, we just spent 36 minutes and 45 seconds to go through all, well, not the whole time of that, to go through all the possibilities of all these halachas where logically you can't build anything. And each one needed a gzeiras hakasav. So every halacha of all three has a pasuk. Because logically, I would walk away with all the kind, a different type of Torah. With all Gzeiras HaKasav, my Rishiva once told me, that God, I'm not going to say names, Gadol A once said about Gadol B, that if Torah were forgotten, he would be able to bring it back, but Bapuloi, the Gemara says that about Sneel Ben Knaz. He said, up to the Gven and Andre Torah would be a different Torah than we had. Yeah. He would bring back the whole Torah of Bapuloi, but it would be his Torah that he brings back. Not necessarily the one that we have. It was a shy for life, but there's even one focus. But that's not. But again, the point here being that using logic, you would have walked away with a different Torah. That's why the Torah gave you all these Zeres HaKasavs to tell me this is Torah. Yes?
Yeah, you're explaining the air slightly differently than I remember earlier in the year, which is, as far as hair goes, there is a specific mitzvah to take your hair and burn it. So that means if there's a specific mitzvah, there's a shear. And if there's less than 30 days, there's not a shear. It doesn't alter the person himself. It means he doesn't have any hair of his own he can burn.
There's no, again, the burning of the hair is a secondary thing. There's nothing, there's no requirement. That's a different thing. I'm not getting there. Taking a haircut is a mitzvah. It's not the burning of the hair.
Bald doesn't have much hair.
Is going to talk about a bald person as well. I don't know if it's here or not. There's a whole omelet about a bald person. Again. I'm not disagreeing with Dr. Schwab, except that it's not the burning of the hair that drives anything. It's the cutting the haircut is a mitzvah. And a haircut needs 30 days of hair to be considered a growth of hair for a haircut. That's all.
So you're right, I'm wrong. But it's slightly different. Again, it's not a problem in the person.
Again, the person needs a 30-day growth of hair.
Right.
Okay, that's all I meant to say. That's all I meant to say.
Before, earlier, didn't we come out that it only has to be 30 days of age of hair, not the full 30-day growth.
That was a steering tomorrow, by the way, but yes. That if he has, could they lock him silently and cry? It was a steering Gemara. One Gemara made it sound that he has to redo it. The other Gemara made it sound that not. We had a contradiction. The way the Rush learned the Gemara, there was a contradiction in Gemara. Correct. Lagda Mishnah Vayter.
What's the mean of zero by any, that we'd have to restart from the beginning?
Well, there's two hadaminas. From Tumah we wanted to learn out that he would have to restart from the beginning. And from Taglachas we wanted to learn out that he should need a 30-day absolving of wine. Big difference. In one, we wanted to learn out that he has to start from day one. In one, we wanted to learn out that he just needs 30 days without wine. There's two different hadaminas, depending what you use as your logic.
What is the din he drinks on day
22? It keeps on going. He did a lav. What is the din if a regular person, Rachmana Litzlan, eats chazir today? Is he a different person?
He doesn't have a counting of...
He is, by the way. But that's not what I mean. Not in practical sense.
The day that he drinks counts?
Yes. Yes. A guy has a mitzvah Sfiris Eimer, and during Sfiris Eimer he eats chazir. Does it affect his count? Okay. He violated a lav. He shouldn't get mafkir yayna.
How much it goes back? 7 days versus...
That was after 30 days. That was on day yayma life. Sakti Mishnah. Taglachas Tumah Ketzad. How does Taglachas Tumah work? What does he do? When does he do it? What is his halacha? Here's a Nazir that became Tumah. Right? He has to take a haircut, then start again. Came Tumah Mate. Yamim Rishanim Yiplu. Got to start again. He has to take a haircut. What is this halacha? Ketzad. Hayimazim Bishlishu Bishvi. He took, remember, he's a Tumah Mate. A Tamei Meis needs paraduma. So he would need paraduma sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7, like every other Tamei Meis. And by the way, day 3 doesn't mean day 3. Day 3 means either day 3 or later than day 3. But then that becomes day 3. Let me explain. A guy is a Tamei Meis, and he can't make it to get the paraduma on the third day of his tumah. He can't get there till day 10. So he does day 10. We count that as day 3. That 4 days later, he does it again, and that's day 7. So 3 doesn't mean it has to be on the third day. That's the earliest he can do it. Any day he does it afterwards, we say that is his day 3.
So they was it takes them 10 days to get there. So day 7, you start counting one.
It doesn't have to count it. No mitzvah spheres I'm here. What? He consider it exactly. Day 3 means day 3 of his tumah or later, and day 7 means 4 days after day 3. And that might be exact that he can't say 3 and 8, but that would not fit so good now. Taglachas tumah ketzad. Hayimazim bishlishu bishvi.
If he procrastinates to get, is that Baal Ta'achir?
No, Baal Ta'achir.
If he procrastinates...
Who, the Nazir Tameh?
Yes.
Well, he's over Baal Ta'achir of finishing his Naziris Tara, bringing Kabbalahs. Again, Taglachas is a means that he can get Tara. So he can now start his Naziris again.
So I'm saying, until he has the Taglachas, if he should do it, if he can get it sooner, is that a...
Baal Ta'achar of finishing his Naziris and bringing Kavanas. A person has an obligation when he becomes a Nazir to bring it to a successful end and bring Kavanas.
When he wants.
No, because it's a logical Baal Ta'achar. Do not delay your kabbalas.
He has to go and try to make sure that he should be active.
Correct. Correct.
So what you're saying is that when someone takes a vow of Naziris, that 30 days, no more, no less.
No, he can have more. It's his option to make a longer Naziris. He can be a Nazirah.
No, but when he makes the original vow...
Well, it depends what he said.
It says, someone says on himself the day or another.
They have 30 days of Nazirus, correct.
And they, yeah, no more, no less.
Well, no more meaning he shouldn't do more. Well, that doesn't mean he can't do more halakhically, meaning if he goes and has more, he still fulfills his Nazirus. He just violated delaying the end of his Nazirus.
The Baltachra for the Korban comes after the seventh day. Is that when it starts, the
Baltachra? The Baltachra means as soon as you can.
So if he delays getting Nepora.
So then he's delaying becoming. It's not the Baltachra of the Korban Tumma. It's the Baltachra of finishing his Naziris and bringing his Korban Tara.
So it's 30 days. If it's just a stop.
Yeah. Meaning 30 days of the Zira Stara.
Well, why did Rabbi say for the Tumma there's no Baltachra? Why did Rabbi say that? That's also part of the...
It's Tumma. It's not the Baltachra of the Tumma. It's the Baltachra of the final conclusion.
Why did Rabbi say that?
Because that's the truth.
No, I'm saying, like, why would you... If you delay in becoming Tumma, become Tahor from the Tumma... That also is a problem.
Baltachra, I don't have a... Who says I have a... Why do I have an obligation to become Tahor?
It's only a preclude to the...
Correct. That's why I said it.
You should say this also out of that speech.
Which speech?
Before here's a Torah.
I don't know. Then you wouldn't tell me that it's the best speech since my Rabbeinu. Right. Ketzad. Hay maze b'shlishu b'shvi. Or maybe Kabbalah Bishmini. He takes a haircut on day 7 and brings his Korbanus for Naziris Tumma on day 8. And by the way, we had a Machoikas earlier in the Masechta when he starts counting Naziris Tara, day 7 or day 8. Does he need Korbanus to start counting Naziris Tara, or he just has to finish his Tumma and then he can start? He has an obligation to bring Korbanus. But the question is that we had a whole bunch of Maliamrim. Chatas Markov, Oshim's Markov, Oyla's Markov, nothing's Markov. We had all that discussion already. Right. Vimgilach B'Shmini, what happens if he didn't take a haircut?
Is that the first time he's going to hear that on the Shmini day?
The day after the seventh day, correct. He has to become Tahor, and the next day take a haircut, correct. Vimgilach B'Shmini, what if he didn't take a haircut on the seventh day? He became Tahor, but he didn't take a haircut on day 7. And now he takes the haircut on day 8. When does he bring his korbanos? Maybe come a nice and bite me yom divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, he brings it that very day. I'm a little tired from my mishnah l'metzayra. Why is it different than a metzayra who, if he delays his taglachas, has to wait a day for tumah, for the carbon? Let me explain. A metzayra, the process of a metzayra is that when his mitzvah is finished, calls the Kayan comes out, they do the bird thing with the Ezav, the Talos, the Shechta bird, the whole process. Then he has a 7-day wait, then he does another Taglachas, and on the 8th day he brings his Korbanos. And the halacha by Mitzvah is that if he doesn't do the haircut to day 8, he can't bring the Korbanos to day 9. So if Tarvin wants to know, why is Naziris different than that? Why are you, Rabbi Akiva, saying that if he does his taglachas on day 8, he can bring that korban the same day, and by Metzairah, if he does his taglachas on day 8, he has to wait another day? That's from Tarfin's question from Akiva. What's the difference? They both have to do haircuts. They both have to bring the korban the day after the haircut. One delays his haircut, it doesn't affect his korban. One delays his haircut, it does affect his korban. What's the difference? And we'll get into this tomorrow, everybody.